evolution.
CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com it is. Wow, 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 wow. Hello, everybody.
Good afternoon, South Africa.
Oh.
And wherever you are in the world. Today, we're celebrating National Freedom Day.
Yeah. My name is Mandla Hlatshwayo.
And I am the sexy Lexi Van.
Brumilda Van Niekerk.
Wow. I hope everyone is having a good day.
Yeah.
Please tweet us and tell us what you're up to for today. Are you having a braai? Are you just chilling? What are you doing?
First things first, though. The name of the show is Real Talk. Guys, interact with us on that hashtag on Twitter.
We're going to be talking about everything.
Everything. If it's
fights,
real.
Makeup, sex, everything. The works.
You just had to play in sex.
Well, that's all.
It's not even like...
Yeah.
Third show, like already on sex.
I've said makeup.
Makeup or not, it doesn't make any difference. Anyways, guys, it's so good to be here with you on Cliff Central and coming through on the first episode and be giving away something. We are giving away something quite delicious.
We're giving away
a cell phone. So you can have the freedom of chatting.
Yeah.
You can have the freedom of tweeting. The freedom of what else?
Instagramming.
The freedom of nudes.
Selfies.
The freedom of what else?
Everything.
All those freedoms, man. Like, you'll be able to just do them on your phone.
But remember, with freedom comes a lot of responsibility.
With great power comes great responsibility.
So we are running a competition. It's Cliff Central's birthday on the 1st of May. And to celebrate, we're giving away 500,000 rands of smartphones.
Ooh.
You can win just by listening out for the question on Cliff Central. Submit your answers on WeChat by tapping connect, then the competition on the menu. If you want to upgrade a new, or need a new smartphone, we'll hook you up with a Samsung Galaxy S4. I want to enter. Win with Cliff Central and WeChat for the month of April. Visit cliffcentral.com for details. Terms and conditions apply.
So how are they doing today?
I think pretty good. But there is a question, though.
Yes.
So they'll have to answer this easy question.
What is this easy question?
Which is your favorite show on Cliff Central?
Can I enter?
No. You already have a cell phone. You have a Samsung S5.
Yeah,
so
but it's behaving like
one.
An S5.
So we'll be talking about relationships, seeing that Mandla and I have been dating for a while and we've learned so much. We've had a reality show. We've encountered so many real things about each other. So we're going to throw out a question out there and you guys are going to interact with us and let us know on social networks, Twitter, everywhere else, Instagram, just answer.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have some questions?
No, I don't have questions for now, Anja. I'd just like the people to say, if you say your favorite show is this one, then your chances might get a bit higher.
Yes.
Yes, than if you said...
We might autograph the cell phone.
We'll sign
it with a permanent mark at the back.
Who would want...
I've done that a couple of times.
If you win the cell phone, I'll give you a nude.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'll send you a nude.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you'll have to come past me first, and then we'll see.
Guys, welcome to the Real Talk, cliffcentral.com. Tja maleker, enjoy.
Cliffcentral.com.
Yeah.
Guys, you're supposed to talk for the first half hour here.
Just talk.
If you want to be big and strong, you need to eat good. No matter what, there's nothing more important than family. There are so many children like me in South Africa that also don't have any of these things. If you could change this, would you?
By clicking a like button on Facebook, you can help get children from cradle to career with Africa Tycoon. Visit likechange.africatycoon.org.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm
CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com it is. Back
and
again.
Yes, you tune in with Lexi Van and my man crush everyday Mandla.
Mandla.
And we on Real Talk.
Yeah.
I asked you guys earlier what Freedom Day means to you and what you are getting up to today. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things. And
what
then
did you get up to?
I'm here today. Mm. I woke up and...
Tell the truth.
I woke up, exercised a little. And then, and now I'm here. Uh-huh. So that's what I'm getting up
to. There is so much editing on that story.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And then obviously interacting with the people that follow me.
And the social media.
Yes.
Yes. And me getting my head bitten off.
For what?
Yes. For my usual.
No. Don't lie, please.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying. Well, we're back, ladies and gents. The number is 061-555-189. Twitter is cliffcentral.com. Facebook, Cliff Central. WeChat ID, it's Cliff Central. And tap to connect, then MSG Show. MSG2 Show. We already are getting response from the people there on WeChat. And then we've got a lady here by the name of Zuki M. Bags.
What
did
she
say? You know these Twitter names? They're so strange. Like, I've always... And then the other one is Pretty Gang. So I've always like imagined, like, is this your real name? Like, did your parents just wake up and say your name is a Pretty Gang?
No, on social media you can be anything you want to be. That's why you'd really find people with the real names.
Lovely legs.
No, man. I mean, like, it's just.
Do you remember Mixit?
Yes, I do.
What was your name on Mixit?
I think it was Vixen V.
You
or
see,
Sunshine or
you
something.
See, why can't it just be Lexi or Mandla?
You know, at that time I wasn't Lexi yet. I was just, I wanted
Vixen,
to be something else.
Vixen V.
I've done a lot of reading, so we'll get into that another day.
And then you're going to be, no, so Zuki is saying that her favorite show is Real Talk with Mandla and Lexi.
Yes.
Wow.
And then, must remember, we are running a competition. It's Cliff Central's birthday on the 1st of May. So all you have to do is answer the simple question, which is your favorite show on cliffcentral.com. And the previous winner from the previous show was Miranda. Congratulations to her.
Yeah.
She won a cell phone.
She got an S4.
Yes,
yeah.
She won.
Yeah.
She just answered and said what her favorite show was or is. And she won. It's simple. I think I should get another cell phone and just enter. And then also, please tweet us and tell us what you are up to today. And then we've got a question here that you're going to tweet us on Real Talk. And just tell us, how do you keep it fresh
in the
relationship,
basically? Because, you know, guys, dating, being married, or, yeah, whatever kind of relationship it is.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't have to be romantic. Even with your parents, like, how do you keep it fresh with them?
Yes.
But that's, like, another topic for another day. But closest to home for us, I think for couples, just let us know, man, like, how do you keep it fresh? How do you keep that romance, like, the love?
Yes.
Like, how do you keep it going? Because, you know, you spend so much time with this person, you see them every day.
Or even if you don't see them every day, how do you, if you're in a long distance relationship, how do you, obviously you haven't seen each other for a long time.
Yeah.
How do you just spunk things up? Do you dress up? Do you hang from the ceiling? Do you jump off the chandelier? What do you do to keep it like just happening and fresh and things? And if you are in a very committed relationship, if you have been married for years, what is it about your partner? What is it about your relationship
that keeps it going?
That keeps it going.
Yeah.
What keeps it going for us though?
For us, because we spend so much time together. We worked together. We live together. We
just together.
We are so together, you know. Yeah, but I think what we do is when we are together, it's quality.
Yes.
It's quality because we can be together now and it's just work.
Yeah.
You know, but when we're together, it's...
But you
well,
know,
you're always on your phone, Miss Thing.
Because
so
I work.
So I can't keep it fresh there.
I
How
work.
Can I keep it fresh? I'm trying to serenade
work.
You with a song there and then you'll be just... chilling there on your Twitter and whatnot.
No.
But what we do to answer your question, I think it's we spend quality time, man.
No, we don't. Don't lie. We're together all the time.
Yeah, that's quality.
That's not quality to me. The thing is, like the way we keep it fresh, like I feel We need that time away just to miss each other. Because even when you go away and you do your stuff and you come back, and then I feel like I've missed you. Mm. And also, I go away for like a week or 2 weeks, and then just like in another world, so I can just also like make other people happy because they're always
so distance
saying,
so. Does make the heart go fonder.
Yeah.
In this case.
I think so. I think the most that I can be, like the longest time I can be away from you is 5 days maximum. Then after that, the 6th and 7th day,
withdrawal
I become cranky.
Symptoms.
I become irritable. People do not want to be around me. So it's crazy. But I think the substance of that is just also not for each other to get bored. And not to fight and things. So, I mean, like, there's so many things that can keep it fresh and keep it going in a relationship. People just need to be creative. And obviously...
Like give you free range chicken.
No.
Live chicken.
No. Whatever works for couples, whatever works for the relationship. Maybe people like going on picnics or going for long walks or camping in the veld or whatever.
Camping in the veld.
Swimming in a river. Like, those things... If you don't
if you don't do it every
time,
day, yeah.
Then it's fine.
When you do it, it's...
Yeah.
It means
and
something.
Money shouldn't be an issue in a relationship to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Like, you can go fishing, you can go...
Because my Xiaomain is very cheap. Do you want to tell them about my Xiaomain that I make you?
Yeah, you've come up with this
mindless
new
Xiaomain, like, it's noodles. It's noodles, it's...
Green pepper and onions
onion.
And livers.
And livers
and whatever
livers.
Or whatever you want to add to
it's
it.
It's less than $50, man. And it's the most romantic
thing.
No,
man, I don't mean like that. I mean, like, you don't have to spend money on a trip to go to the Maldives or whatever. Or you don't have to spend $1 million or $2 million
million.
To go to Switzerland. Like, camp and picnic in your own yard if you have a big yard.
Like we do.
I don't know. Go watch the stars in your car.
Stars in your car.
Like, go on.
Oh, like, there's that place there, Kotecho. The roadhouse. You remember where I bought the ice cream?
In Edenvale.
In Edenvale. That was nice. But they were playing, like, Sebastian. Do you remember Sebastian?
No, I don't know.
The crab. I was trying to remember what.
Oh, that, The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Because I was like, what is this thing that's playing on the TV? Because the volume is off. But I'm like, I know this crab. And then there's those candles, you remember? The talking candles.
So tweet us and tell us, how do you keep it fresh in your relationship? # Real talk.
We still...
And we will read. And we will...
We still have messages.
Yes,
coming through from WeChat. Kimberly says, do you guys still have money? Has there been any fights or disagreements on how you spend it?
That question is for you. Do you still have money left, though?
Yeah. No. Petrol money.
I don't know, guys. So maybe you should just
petrol
ask
money.
Ian McLeod and...
What money?
I don't
what
know.
What money?
What money?
What money? Like really now, what money? Because, okay, I think I do know which money they...
What money?
Yeah.
Are they talking about?
From that show.
What show?
The one that we
It's in the past. We've moved on, guys. We have better things to focus on. We have bigger dreams to achieve. I mean, it's Mandla's money, so you can always tweet him later, tomorrow, next week, next month, find out. If they do follow us and they are loyal supporters, then they would know what we get up to and what you've done. And,
no, but I won't shy away from it. I won't shy away from it. But I think it's a very sensitive thing. It's a personal thing, because people, the president of this country gets his money from us, the taxpayers. But no one will be like, yo, Mr. Zuma, what did you do with your salary last month? Or like, because he gets his money from us.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because... When we did the show, I mean, when we did our show last year, like, people were so involved and so...
We voted for you. They voted for Zuma as well. But they don't go to Zuma and say, Zuma, we voted for you. What did you do with the man?
But he wasn't playing a game. The difference is, we played a game and there was money up for grabs and things, and they feel that they need to know what's happened. And with the money. And now, obviously, you being in this new relationship
with this
very
bone.
Crazy yellow bone girl.
Yeah.
And I'm labeled the gold digger and all these other funny things that I've now
real
added
talk?
To my name.
Real talk, Ntombi. Real talk.
So we'll
tell
you all the real things that you want
tell
to know.
Tell them now.
Tweet us, ask us, we'll tell you. But please ask us different questions. We've been asked the same questions a million times.
Do you
want to
check on
boring.
Twitter what's going... What's going on?
I've seen here. I don't know where my followers are today. They're not tweeting.
No, they're probably somewhere celebrating Freedom Day.
Yeah. So please tell us what you are up to. If you're having some meat and pap and chakalaka, and if I can come over and have some.
What do you want to do at people's houses?
No, we're going to celebrate with them. But you know what? I feel the essence in all of these public holidays that we have, it's lost its essence, really. I feel people now have...
What does it mean to you?
Yeah, wait, I want to tell you. Like, people have turn-up days. They don't see Freedom Day as
it's just a long weekend to us.
Yeah, I guess.
So what does it mean to you then?
To me?
Yeah.
Well, people in the past has fought for us to be free today. Nelson Mandela and all these other political people went away. And they fought for us to be free today. And in the sense of just being you, you've got the rights and all these. That's why we have National Human Rights Freedom Day and all these other public holidays they've just thrown in. So it means so many things to me, and I don't think we have the whole day to break it down.
We actually do.
So
hey?
To me personally, I look at things very differently. I'm weird. I understand things differently. So, I mean, I just...
To me, it's not even political. It's just a matter of...
But that's where it stems from. That's where it comes from. Nelson Mandela was a political freedom fighter for us. He went away for 27 plus years. And he was the only person that said, you know what, we want a democratic South Africa. We want people to forgive and learn and to be free, but also have the responsibility to respect the other people. But we don't look at it like that anymore. We don't.
How do you look at it?
I'm saying we don't have the whole day to go into it. It's not about me at the end of the day. It's what South African... And I've seen people, it's a public day tomorrow. We're going to go out and drink and party and have fun.
Yeah, and which we did.
No, and we do. But...
It's my freedom. I'm free to go and turn up. It's my freedom to buy that Jameson, to buy that Jack Daniel, to buy whatever else it is that I've worked so hard for. Yeah, to have.
You're free to do whatever you want.
Yeah, so I think
don't you think that you have to take where it started from and just appreciate that?
No, I think
because if we weren't not be sitting here and interacting with so many different people and have the voice to speak and share and just...
Yeah, but we must not go back there now.
No, we won't.
If that's where it stems from, the whole politicalness of it, then we're going to lose out on our lives right now in 2015.
Do we have any new updates as to... people are
telling. No, not so far.
Nothing.
No, not so far.
People are drinking.
People out there don't enjoying their alcohol. Freedom. No, they never drop that alcohol.
So, yeah.
What?
So, I wanted to ask you the top five things that you feel that is very important in our relationship and from your friends' relationship that you've seen. But what is like the five things that you feel is very important to keep a relationship going?
Sex.
What?
Sex.
And then?
Money.
So sex and sex, that's two.
No, I didn't say sex. You said what?
Okay.
No, the first one is sex.
Okay.
And let me elaborate on why I say so.
Why?
It's a human act that brings two people
together,
like literally.
Together.
Yes, in the literal sense.
Yeah.
And even otherwise, like emotionally, especially if you love that person.
Mm.
Yeah, because it could be a one-night shandies thing there and then no one likes it.
Mm.
But if it's someone that you love, you know, you're always going to have that thing is, am I doing it right?
Yeah.
You know, is she enjoying it?
Mm.
Yes. So for me, sex in jail is there. It's number one.
Okay.
It's
that
like
keeps
food.
The relationship
going. Yeah, it's like air.
Okay.
Yes, money. I need to be able to spoil you, man.
Okay.
Yeah, just as much as I know that you are not after the money and whatever, but I need to be able to come through and say, hey, babe, today we're going to Arties. And then, we're not going to hike to Arties.
Why Arties, though?
Yeah? I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah.
Aren't you we're keeping this thing fresh?
No, I said top five things that makes a relationship.
Yes, sex, strong. Money, trust.
Those are the things that keep our relationship fresh.
No, I'm just answering you.
Okay, continue. Yes.
Trust.
Okay.
Trust, you do need that. Like, trust between two people. Yes. When I'm in the Val and you are in Brazil, you should you should know that I'm still your person. I'm still doing the same things that I'd do when you were there. And yeah, yeah, you can trust me. You know, when I say, babe, let's go and try something new, you must be able to go out and trust me to go and try those chicken feet with me or those massages. Yeah, so I need you to trust me. And you don't trust me because I've been offering you a couple of massages and other traditional dishes that you are not quite
taking.
That's
a different kind of trust.
Yeah, but it's still trust.
I don't like weird food. I don't eat weird
But you should trust me.
No.
To know what would taste good
for
you.
I know, it won't kill me, but it's just that the way it looks and just... You must understand that we come from different cultures. So yeah. If I didn't grow up eating chicken feet and chicken head and cow brain and cow tongue and cow lips and feet and all that...
Oh, but you feed me mussels.
That's the...
I didn't know mussels up until I knew you.
I want to finish.
Yes, yes.
So you must also trust me enough to understand...
What? I didn't know mussels before.
You need to trust me enough to understand
You've
that...
You've been feeding me these strange things as well.
Please continue. What's number four?
No, there's not number four. I want you to continue anything, but I'm just saying you need to trust me as well because I trust you.
Okay, please. Nowhere in the world does people eat cow feet and cow
They
stuff
do in
everywhere.
South Africa.
I'm saying across the world. So if you travel the world or you grow up eating different kinds of food, so people eat mussels everywhere in the world. People eat prawns everywhere.
I didn't chow mussels.
Yeah, because you come from a different part of the world and we have to respect that. So coming from Cape Town and growing up on the coast and things, and being this Cape Townian girl, I grew up with seafood. I mean, that's what I eat. So you have to respect me enough or respect the fact that I don't eat all this funny food and live chickens.
Oh, and yet at the same time, I must be trying your caviars, your...
I don't eat caviar.
Your oysters, you may...
I don't eat oysters either. Is caviar and oysters the same thing?
No, it's not.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
I've been watching TV for quite... the stuff that I haven't had.
The Food Network.
No, yeah.
Food Channel.
Yeah, the Food Channel with that guy there. Yeah, yeah. We've got another guy there. Mfundo.
Mvunda. What did he say?
He's saying he's doing nothing much.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing huge I'm doing today. Just gave my body a whole day in bed with a bottle of champagne.
Oh, nice. You don't have no friends, no side chicks, no person.
Side chicks.
I don't know. That's the new in thing, isn't it?
Another guy coming through. His name is Tolani. On your top five of the things that are important in a relationship.
Yeah.
This is number one, communications, of which I forgot as well.
Yeah.
Honesty. Mm-hmm. Which goes hand in hand with communication for me. Time, trust, and then he says expressing your love. That's what I think keeps a relationship going. Okay. And I think, yeah, man. He basically just stole the
No, that's good.
The words out of my mouth because communication is very, 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 very important.
Yeah.
Because if you don't say what you feel and what you need and how you like it, your partner will not know.
But you know what? Some people are very, like, they too aware of, they feel like, oh my God, my partner's going to laugh at me or he's going to think I'm silly if I tell him I want it hard, deep and soft. And I'm talking about a massage or whatever it is.
Of course.
Whatever it might be. So I feel people should learn. It should start with yourself. When you tell yourself, I'm in pain, I'm not feeling well, I have a headache, my feet are sore or my hands are, whatever it is. So you become confident enough to share that with someone else. And when you are dating someone and you've been in a relationship for a while or whatever, or you've met this person and you just want to date them. So that's where you start because you need to share with each other. I like you. You need to communicate about everything. Like,
talk dirty to me.
Babe, don't do this because it hurts me. Or don't do that again because I didn't like it. Or don't talk to me in that way. So... And the substance is respect because if your
respect.
Boyfriend and your
respect.
Husband is not going to respect you, that you're going to allow every other thing. So that's why I keep on telling people, do not complain about it if you allow it. Because if you're going to allow...
Talk, sister.
So I just feel as women, you need to you need to demand some people to respect you. Your boyfriend, your husband, your lover, your side guy, your... deputy boyfriend, whatever it
Minister of Transport.
No, you must let them know. Respect me. And if you're just going to allow someone to push you aside or just have sex with you and you're not ready, or you and you don't tell them,
well,
it's going to continue.
Well, that's rape.
Yeah, I know. But you have to... I'm saying, well, there are times where I don't feel like being intimate with you. But you would understand and sense and feel like, okay, Lexi does not want to do it today. Because I might be tired. And don't lie and say, oh, I have a headache, I'm tired. If you're really not tired, guys, and you're still allowed, then please...
Yeah, you're allowed to be tired. Just as long as it's not going to be like 7 days of the week where you're just tired.
But then there's a problem. Then you need to start communicating.
And
about
someone
it.
Is making you tired there on the side. That is also one thing that to deviate a bit from the subject. That is sort of like holding me back from wanting us to have kids. Because now, as soon as we have kids, you're going to
tell me.
No,
this, when
this
we
is
were
real
like...
talk, baby. This is real talk. Real talk. Yes, I wanted it to be, like this. No, it's just an epiphany. You know, something that I think I wasn't able to put into words up until you actually said this. So for me, I feel that, you know, as soon as you have kids, imagine if I gave you twins, dude. If I gave you twins, I'm not going to have sex with you for...
5 years.
Yo, dude. Yo. Because you're going to be telling me that this one kept you up until that time and that one
is... That's why it's your responsibility to take care of them as well. Not... You are not going to be a runaway dad. You're not going to be running away from me and your responsibilities. And the thing is, I've put my foot down in our relationship, because you know relationships are like the root, and it prepares you for marriage. Yeah. So whatever you learn about me now, I'm not going to be changing when we've been married for 5 years.
So many guys have said that their partners are so different from the people that they were when they were single.
Then you should have left.
The thing is, you're married now, and then you sort of get to discover this person's habits.
People need to start waking up. People need to start waking up. When you are dating someone, right, you guys are obviously, you love each other, you want to spend the rest of your life together, you fight, you make up, you
Yeah, but you still have, you're trying to maintain a certain image. When I come to you, I'm wearing my expensive cologne, when I come to you, I'm all manicured. But then when I start living with you now, I just like, man, she knows me now. She knows I don't wake up like this, you know. And then you sort of just start to slack off on certain things because you know it's your partner. They're not going anywhere. You've married them, or you're married to them.
The thing is, in the like the way that I am now, okay, you're still getting to learn so many things about me, and I contribute so many things to this relationship, and I learned so many things about you. So I know that you one person that you don't really talk about your feelings, and I learned that, and I have to respect it, because I can't push you to say, because it's very, sometimes I don't even know that you have a headache, because you don't tell me. You just look down and you'll be like, no, I'm tired, or like, I'm not feeling well. So the thing is, in a relationship, like, you guys are dating, whatever. So now, when you've worn red shoes or blue shoes right through the relationship and stuff, that's how you get to know me, or whatever it might be in the relationship. So when we are now married, now you want to wear yellow shoes. Something must have triggered it. What's going on? So now the thing is, you know that I'm not a morning person.
Yes.
You know that. You know
that's not going to change.
You know that I don't drink milk.
Yes.
You know that I don't take a lot of bullshit in relationship. There's a lot of things I don't stand for.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things I am passionate about. So you know those small little things. And you know that I'm also a very emotional person. So right through up until we decide to get married, nothing should change. You just put a ring on it. We practically married right now. We just need a ring and a certificate and all those blessings from people. So the thing is, when people change it, when I've seen my friends actually, and where they like, oh no, but this person has changed. She wasn't like this. Or she's become too like...
attached to her boyfriend.
Yes. And she's now too jealous, or she's too overprotective. Ladies, please calm down. It's really not that serious. If you weren't overprotective in the relationship, what's going on now? Why now? Now that he's married.
So
he can still
You are kind of agreeing with what I'm saying. That people do change.
People... But if you didn't change, if you weren't like that, why does females become jealous? Why do they become overprotective?
Hey, you tell us.
Why does people cheat? There's something that triggers it, why people cheat.
Do you think Bruce Jenner is going to be the same chick that he was as a guy? Because now he's not.
I don't know.
Yeah?
That's a different
Is he
going to
pick up some new habits?
I don't know.
That he's going to be getting now because he's a woman?
No, I don't know.
Does he still dream of himself as a guy, or does he dream of himself as a chick?
Maybe you can try and ask him to come through to South Africa and talk to him and find out how he feels.
What would you ask him?
Why now? It's been what? He's 64 years old?
Yeah.
And he's just transgender?
Maybe he didn't have the money to
that's not the point.
Have the thing chopped off.
He must have been unhappy his entire life. So, yeah. Do we have some new updates?
My favorite show is Real Talk.
Real Talk.
Real Talk. Yeah. That is coming through from Tabza Nchabeleng. Nchabeleng, thank you, my guy. Keep on tuning in there. Let us know what you're getting up to on this Freedom Day. Like, what do you do? What are we supposed to be doing? But yeah, the initial question was, how do you keep things fresh in your relationship?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's so many things we can really talk about because the show is called Real Talk.
Yes.
Yeah, the numbers is 061-555-189. The Twitter handle is CliffCentralCom, one word. Facebook is CliffCentral. WeChat ID is CliffCentral. And to send a message on WeChat, you just tap connect. And then you type MSG to show, and then you send it to us, and then we are going to be able to hoy it and see it, what's going through on your side.
Like I said, everyone is just, I don't know, they're busy, I don't know, sleeping, or they're crying, or they don't have time for networks today. So,
what do you want to do?
But there is a tweet, though.
What does it say?
It's pretty gang. I think she took
the
picture
earlier. Zuki.
She's saying it's not really well right now in my relationship, but hey, listening to you, Mandlex, I'm taking tips. Hashtag real talk. Thank you very much, Zuki and Bex. And then there's another one. My favorite show is Real Talk. I'm so happy. My favorite couple.
We are so happy.
She's been tweeting us the whole day. Ooh. Shout out to you, Pretty Gang.
Pretty Gang. Yeah, she stays. She stays on the Twitter streets.
Yes.
You won't believe who's behind you.
Who's behind me?
You.
Hello. She came to visit us. If only people could see if there was a TV.
Yeah,
I love TV, though.
No, but they wouldn't know who she is. There's so many people that are important to us and our lives.
That shouldn't be exposed.
Yeah, that don't want to be put out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's a very special lady
to
the both of us. And, yeah, we love her.
We love her.
Guys, let's take a musical break and then we'll be back. Yeah, with those tweets and everything that you want us to talk to you about, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show.
On Real Talk.
Real Talk.
CliffCentral.com.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Back at it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's Manda and Lexi.
On Real Talk.
Yes. CliffCentral.com.
Yeah. We haven't been getting calls, guys. Do you not want to talk to us? Like, what's going on?
No, they will talk.
Yeah, let me give them the number just in case. But it's not a free number. It's not a toll free. Do you remember those?
Yes.
0800-10-111.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd call them all the time.
Yes.
And we'd do stuff like that I can't actually just say right now because I'm going to implicate myself. And then the cops are going to come through and be like, yeah, you called us 20 years ago when you were 5. Told us you're gonna rob a bank.
Yeah.
Come here, because that is what we used to do as kids. I see you've got your phone there. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
No, I think there's a network problem.
Okay,
but I hope you guys haven't forgotten about our birthday competition that we are running.
Cell phone, like S4, guys. Come on.
Yes.
Don't
all you have
it?
To do is tell us what your favorite show is on CliffCentral.com, and you could win a Galaxy
an
S4.
S4.
Yeah. It is Club Central's birthday on the 1st of May.
So how do they thingy send the message to, is it on just WeChat or?
They must submit the answer on WeChat by typing connect, then competition on the menu.
Yeah.
That's all they have to do.
And then obviously just say.
Yes.
Which
which is your favorite show on CliffCentral.com.
On CliffCentral. Yeah. Hopefully it's this one, Real Talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the entire month. For April. Well, we've only got about 3 days left for April.
In April. You know, yeah, we were talking about kids like a couple of seconds ago. And the one thing that I don't want is to have a baby born on the 1st of April.
Why? Because
it's going to be a hard life. Yeah.
Oh, No.
I wouldn't want my baby to be born on...
I don't think first people take it so serious anymore.
April.
Hmm.
No.
You know, a lot of things loses its essence.
Like April Fool's Day.
Yeah. We don't even celebrate Guy Fawkes anymore. We don't really...
Play.
Play or...
Yeah,
we don't
play
do
outside. There's no tins on the street and then just kids just
whatever
jumping
we
on
did
them or skipping or...
15 years ago, it's just now. It's social networks. It's who can get how many likes on this pic and selfies that. And I miss my childhood. I never thought I'd be sitting here right today and just... in this very public,
you know what I miss?
What
I miss, walking around naked. When I was two, no one gave a rat's ass or
but
whatever.
But you still walk naked?
No, in public, like on the road.
What?
When I was two,
really?
My mother would have to chase me down the street to spring me back and clothe me.
Yeah, you still walk naked?
No, but I can't do it anymore in public. Like, dude,
you did
I miss,
it last
I
miss, year.
No, where?
On Big Brother.
I was in a house.
It was still public.
I was wearing pants.
You were naked.
I was almost naked. I wasn't naked.
Yeah. No, it's fine, I guess.
And speaking of Big Brother, yeah, we've got visitors, but they're not here for this show.
Yeah, they...
Yeah, they're going to be here for another show. They just got evicted. Was it yesterday?
I didn't watch the show, so I don't
know. Sunday.
Yeah.
Lord. How, do you remember how we used to feel like every Sunday?
I do remember. I was up almost every week.
Yeah. But yeah, the one thing I liked about it was the free hairdos that we got every Sunday.
Really?
Because now I struggle like with my hair. Like, I have to
it. You've got such a big head. So
what?
You've got a big head. So, yeah. So, guys, don't forget to tweet us and tell us what you do to keep things fresh in your relationship. We've gone through the top five things that makes your relationship work.
Yeah,
we've
but you never, I never got yours.
So
I only gave you mine.
What's
and
my
was,
top
and,
five?
Yeah, and it was only three. Yeah.
So my top five is trust, obviously.
Elaborate.
I don't need to elaborate. You've already done that. We need to
so
trust
you
each other.
Me?
No.
Are you copying my answers?
Can I just do my top five, please? Stop interrupting me. So my is trust. We need to trust each other. I need to trust you. You need to trust me.
Let's talk about trust, baby. Let's talk about all the good times.
And then communication. You need to talk. You need to express. You need to obviously open up.
Hey, you're pretty good at that, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I talk, eh?
Yes.
I am not going to... I just feel like all my life I went through a lot of shit and things. So I just feel that I need to talk about how I feel. I need to let people know how you made me feel. And I need to express like about so many things that I'm passionate about. And also honesty. I think people need to be honest. And don't lie about yourself and your character and your previous life and to me
previous
about stuff.
Life.
Don't tell me that you have a gig tonight and stuff and then I find you sitting
quiet
at Kong and things. And yeah, you might have a gig at
Are
Kong
you
or wherever.
Me?
No, I'm telling you. I think I've been around the block a couple of times, so I know. And also you to be faithful. Like,
be faithful.
Yeah. Just don't freaking cheat on me, because then a different Lex is going to come out. So that. And also just the last thing is just love.
You know,
love me.
I'm not a cheater. Well, I'm a human. But I'm not. I've never really been like a cheater in my relationships. And I think one of the biggest fears that I did have was if that person was to find out like what they do to me and yeah, how it affect them like for the rest of their lives. Because
but
you know,
also
it's so easy to
why
to,
does
to,
people
to,
cheat?
To,
why?
I'm cheating, like it's the easiest thing to do. Like being faithful.
No, you're
being
not
faithful.
Why does people cheat?
Listen, because it's easy.
It's easy.
Because it's easy.
What I'm saying is
cheating is easy. Like if it's just about
so that
you
you're trying
doing
to do
it,
something more challenging, like being faithful.
Being faithful, yeah. That is the hardest test you can ever have on yourself as a man or a woman. Because
the thing is, let me tell you, like we've both had previous girlfriends and boyfriends and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. So I feel that when you are in a relationship, right, and if you're not happy, sexually, emotionally, whatever, financially, you're not happy.
Yeah.
And you can't talk to your partner about it. So if the sex is not, like, if you're not enjoying the sex, or the guy smells bad, or
what? Why would you be with them in the first place?
Listen, you know, people fall in love, yeah, or they become so attracted to each other, or sexually attracted, whatever the connection is.
And
if
then?
That is, if in our relationship something is lacking,
yes,
right? And I don't have the guts to tell you, and I love you so much, but there's just this one point thing that is not working.
But I think
I'm going to go out and seek it somewhere else. So if I meet another guy, he might not even be my type or whatever it is, and there's just something that he gives me, and he fulfills that spot.
You
that
know
is
exactly what it is that he gives you.
Whatever's missing. So if you don't even have enough money to spoil me, and I miss going out on shopping sprees, holidays, I want these new shoes every day, and you can't, but I go out in the mall and I meet Mr. Finance, whatever.
But sometimes the relationship doesn't even have to be like lacking anything. Some people are just cheating.
No, then don't be in a relationship.
Some people just cheat.
Don't date someone else. It's not fair for you to just then.
Hence I was saying as well that I think I was blessed with that subconscious voice in me that is always telling me to try this thing that is so hard, which is being faithful. And I don't even have to try anymore. It's become part of me. Like, I'm a one. Yeah, I'm a one woman. Yeah.
What are you singing?
I'm a one.
I still stand with
man.
The fact that
I'm a one woman man.
I appreciate that.
And it's,
obviously.
And you don't have to work at it. And guys are always like, how do you do it? How do you do it? How do you love and find sexy and attractive
when
and appealing
just,
the same person
when you just
for a year? And I've been doing it for a year, babe, and I still think
because
you,
that's because I don't take shit from anyone.
No, it's not about the shit that you don't take.
No, the thing is, remember when you came out of Big Brother, the thirsty people that was, and it's something that I always say, because the people are thirsty, people are hungry, they want a piece of you.
You've just taken the sentiment of my entire epiphany.
Because I put
there.
My foot down in this relationship when I knew that it was going to be serious, and I didn't allow.
So are you saying the reason that I'm not cheating on you is because? Are you saying the reason that I'm not cheating on you is because I'm scared of you?
No, you're not scared of me. But if I didn't put my foot down, you'd be entertaining these people, right?
Entertaining.
Yes,
I am an entertainer.
But you would be entertaining them on the side. And it's the very same thing that we all, and that's why I said communication is key.
Real
always,
talk,
all the time, every day.
So, real talk.
Real talk, right here.
Yeah, for a talk show, I do a whole lot of singing.
Yes.
I do a whole lot of singing.
And I think that's why we're so compatible, because we complement each other. Like,
loud,
I'm outspoken.
And feisty.
You're quiet when you have to be. I'm loud when I have to be. I'm
you're
quiet
always
when I have
loud.
No, but I feel like some days I'm.
I think even in your dreams, you're like the loudest person there is. Like, what do you dream
it's
about?
Last night I dreamt
Sorry,
about.
Burped on air.
What did I dreamt about. I told you this morning, I dreamt about two lions and a dog, and I dreamt that we went to PE with the camera crew.
Yeah.
And we were shooting our show, and then also we went to PE, but it's a different side of PE.
What were the dogs doing?
Wait. Listen, when you get off at the airport, then there's
in PE.
Then you take this bus to this island part of PE, it's a dream.
Only in your dreams.
And then
PE have an island.
We were on this little bus thing that was supposed to fly, but it didn't. And then there's this swimming pool thing with like a waterfall thing, but it's really, really deep.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were snakes, and some of the crew members even touched the snakes like dogs. They were patting them. And even you, and I kept on calling the helper because there was some person helping us, and I was like, there are snakes in my bed and stuff. So I don't know what these dreams mean. And then when we left, like there were two lions and a dog. So
what were they doing?
They were just there, like at the entrance thing.
It sounds like a rock band.
I know. Two lions and a dog.
Two lions and a dog. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Eh?
Yes.
And it's only a question. Feel free not to respond or reply. If I was to have a dream, and it's a very sexual dream,
okay,
and it's not about you, the partner that I'm dating, I have it with someone else, maybe it's even a guy, what does it mean? What does it say?
I don't know. It's your dream. Maybe you're dreaming of, or you fantasizing about a threesome, or
no,
you want to cheat.
No, not even a threesome. Just
maybe you want to be with someone else.
So if I dream about someone else.
I'm not a dream interpreter, so I don't know what these things
Yeah,
mean.
But what I'm asking you is, would you be comfortable if I was to tell you that, hey, babe, you know what? I had a dream.
Yeah.
And I dreamt that I was having sex with chicken licking.
You're so funny.
I'm just saying. How would you take it?
It depends on my mood.
Who it is.
And yeah, it depends. If you were to tell me about so many other people that I really dislike and you were like, oh, I had a dream about this person, babe. Whew, I would be so upset. I think I'd be upset.
What if it was a guy?
Are there any guys I don't like? Yeah, there are quite a few guys out here in the world that I dislike.
Would that make me gay? Not that there's anything wrong with being gay.
Maybe bisexual?
No ways.
I don't know.
Dreaming about, come on. Dreaming about a guy doing you or you doing him.
Mm. So remember the competition we're running?
Oh, we're back there.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'll hold my dream. I had a dream.
Please don't dream about
I had a dream that this guy was stroking my legs.
So for our WeChat competition, we actually do have a winner right now.
We have a winner.
Go have drum roll, please. And the winner is...
Manja!
Cynthia
Hanekom. Wow. Cynthia?
Hanekom.
Yeah. Wow.
And the answer, her favorite show is Sex Talk.
Sex Talk. Yes. When is that?
I don't know, baby.
Yeah, maybe we should tune in.
Is the favorite show Sex Talk or sex?
Eh?
The answer is Sex Talk.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hola, Anil.
Good? Thanks for just coming to hijack our show.
Is my mic on?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Anil just came to hijack our show. He's
Hi, how
you
guys doing?
We're good and you,
cool,
though.
Nice couple.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is that Zambak, dude? Like, seriously? Is that Zambak?
What's wrong with Zambak?
No. I'm just
it's the real Makoya.
I've seen it.
Yeah, Mril Makoya.
It's dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
It smells bad though, but it really helps.
No, oh, cool. I've been enjoying the show from outside. Cool.
So please tell us what keeps things fresh in your relationship, if you are in one. If not, I don't know, what used to keep it fresh in your relationship? Please tell us.
I don't know. I think it differs from one person to the next.
Yeah
but for you, one, talking to you.
I don't think there's one thing.
Yeah.
Even within my relationship, it's not just one thing. It's always, it varies with each day.
Or the person that you dated.
Yeah, and the person that you're with. Because one thing I realized about people is just because you're doing something one way and somebody enjoys it doesn't mean they're always going to enjoy it
the same way. Yeah.
So I think to keep it fresh, try not to think about keeping it fresh.
Exactly. That's what I was saying to him.
What?
We don't even keep it fresh anymore. You don't have... The thing is, things should happen naturally and spontaneously. We don't keep it fresh because I see you all the time, but when you are away, I do miss you. So sometimes I do get bored of the fact that we might just be together and be laying on the couch, but that could be fun to us or whatever, depending. So we don't keep
he
it fresh.
Confused.
He's not confused. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Let me
about.
Tell you something, Amanda. To keep it fresh, just say yes to everything.
Yes.
Yeah, just say yes. Even though you're like, yeah, right, babe. Yes.
But he knows
that's
I'm...
No, I put my foot down, man. No. No, there's too long the journey. If you're going to be saying yes from day one, then you must say yes on day number 63 of your life. So I think for us it's one of those things that there are times where I feel like I'm not gonna compromise. I'm just gonna
ask you guys about your TV show. I know you have a TV show. How's that going?
It's going great. I think if it was a music show it'd go it's
platinum.
Like platinum.
Okay,
so
nice.
We've gone platinum. So it's great. So I had we've just wrapped up now, but we still have two episodes to go until it finishes, and then I pray and hope that we will go into season two.
We are gonna have a season two.
But it's been amazing.
So would there be marriage on the next season?
You'll have to watch and see.
If she proposes, she knows.
I've proposed already. I'm not even gonna go. I'm not even gonna talk about that.
No, the thing is with me, I don't want you to bring like a ring. You must go and get a Rolly. A Rolex, and go down on one knee.
Oh, you're gonna give me some of your money though. That's if there's still some left, so I can buy it. Because I'm a broker.
You've got jokes, ne?
I'm not joking. I'm serious.
Guys, good luck. I'm out.
Thanks, Anil.
Hey, good luck. Good luck on easy. Guys, it's been an hour, hey?
Yes, and we've enjoyed it. Well, I've enjoyed it. Congratulations to Cynthia for winning that cell phone. And yeah, we've spoken about what keeps things fresh in your relationship, what's important to you, what you are getting up to for today. And yeah, it's been real.
Guys, enjoy the rest of your day. Let us know on Twitter what you think of the
show. Hashtag Real Talk.
Hashtag Real Talk. Get that podcast. Yes. We might be back, hey? If you love it, we'll be back.
And it's Lexi Van.
And Mandla Tlachwayo.
Right here in Real Talk.
Real
Enjoy,
talk,
guys.
Real Talk.
CliffCentral.com.